I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's been a week of grim news from Ukraine. Dozens have died or have been injured in clashes between police and protesters demanding change. But there were a couple pieces of good news for Ukrainians today. The country won its first gold at the Sochi Olympics in the women's biathlon relay. And the violence in Ukraine itself seems to have died down. President Viktor Yanukovych appears to have blinked in his confrontation with the protest movement. He made a series of concessions in a deal with opposition leaders. So they're cheering and singing the national anthem in the Ukrainian parliament. But what about out on the street? Margaret Evans has been out all day in downtown Kiev reporting for the CBC. Margaret, what's it been like today?
Well, outside of the square and inside of the square are two very different things here. When the news broke that the deal had actually been signed by opposition leaders, I was a few blocks outside the square. And, you know, a few people were honking their horns, things like that. But in the square, I didn't meet a single person who was happy that the deal had been signed. They don't think it goes far enough. You know, they've always said, we're not going until Yanukovych actually resigns, and nothing seems to have changed that.
So what kind of deal was struck today?
Well, there are a couple of different aspects to it. I think the most important for the opposition is that there is agreement to revert to the 2004 constitution, which really diminishes the power of the president, giving more power back to the parliament. So it's taken away some of the powers that Yanukovych has given himself over the years. Then there will be a coalition government fairly quickly and presidential elections no later than December of this year. So it's quite far-reaching. But again, I didn't meet a single person on the square who said it went far enough. People say that they don't trust him. They think that this is the hand of Russia. They didn't like the fact that there was a Russian envoy in the discussions. They see it as a time-buying tactic, if you like. They all call President Yanukovych a bandit, and they simply think that he'll use this to gather his resources again, and that they'll just be back in the same place a few months later.
Wasn't there also an agreement today that they're going to release the former president Yulia Tymoshenko from prison?
The parliament basically decriminalized the count that she was originally charged on, which would allow them to release her from jail, although it's not clear to me yet whether or not the president has to sign off on that. But essentially, they did take a vote, which means that the parliament agrees that she should be allowed to go free.
So the protesters that you talked to, you couldn't find anybody who supported this deal. What would please the protester? What do they want to see in a deal before they accept it?
It's very, very simple in their mind. They simply want President Yanukovych to resign immediately. They want him gone yesterday. And I think that, you know, what we're going to be watching for in the hours and days to come is how committed the conventional opposition leaders are to selling this deal to the people who've been spending the nights in the square, the ones who've been manning the barricades, the hardcore people who've been, you know, engaging in clashes with the riot police. And, you know, nobody says that they're going to leave the square. I did meet a few people who said they're happy if this de-escalates the tension. They're happy if there are no more deaths. But I'm not sure that this is going to be enough to actually empty the square of the people. I mean, today they were still, you know, manning chain gangs, bricking up the barricades. They're still fortifying the barriers.
Viktor Yanukovych has made concessions before, and then he's welched on the deal. What guarantees are there that he won't do that again?
Well, it's hard to say about guarantees. I mean, I think that the dismissal of the interior minister is important in real terms and symbolically as well, because it does seem to be at least the start of a dismantling of the power structure around President Yanukovych. But people are very nervous that there will be backsliding. They're nervous about what the reaction of Moscow will be once the distraction of the Sochi Olympics is gone. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's what, you know, one young man said to me today. He can still do whatever he wants to us.
CBC's Margaret Evans in Kiev. Thanks, Margaret.
You're welcome, Carol.